Time is running out for Hawaii to make use of emergency pandemic relief funds that were awarded to the state by the federal government. The deadline is in 2 weeks. HBR's Ryan Finnerty has been reporting on the CARES Act and joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, Catherine.
So, hey, remind us, how much money are we talking about?
The CARES Act, everyone might remember, was the $2 trillion rescue package that was passed by Congress in March, and it paid for programs like supplemented unemployment insurance, stimulus checks that were sent out to individuals and families, and the Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses. Of that total, more than $2 trillion, Hawaii received around $10 billion in total. And a lot of that went directly to individuals and businesses through some of those programs that I just mentioned. But there was also this other pot of money called the Coronavirus Relief Funds, or CRF. And those were the funds given directly to states and large cities to help them pay for unbudgeted expenses related to the pandemic. And that's the pot of money we're talking about right now. Hawaii, the state of Hawaii, received about $1.2 billion in those CRF funds, and it shared some of that with the smaller counties, the neighbor islands that didn't qualify based on population size for a direct award. The city and county of Honolulu received its own separate amount. And those funds have gone to pay for things like rent assistance, paying for personal protective equipment to essential businesses, and even the travel screening measures that are in place at state airports. But as you mentioned at the top, time is running out to spend that money, because when Congress approved the funds in March, the money came with a catch. It all had to be spent before the end of the year, and any unspent funds would be returned to the U.S. Treasury. And the intent of that was kind of twofold. Congress wanted states and cities to get the money out fast to people who are in need. It also wanted to make sure that the states weren't squirreling away funds to pay for non-pandemic expenses. A big one that was cited was public worker pension liabilities, which in some states are pretty substantial, including Hawaii.
Yeah, no, you know, and across the country, we're seeing states scrambling to try and spend all this money. You know, what have you found out? You know, how does Hawaii compare?
It's a bit of a mixed bag. There's definitely states that are also struggling, because there are a lot of restrictions on this money. It's not simply that they're sitting on their hands. It can only be used for expenses related to the pandemic. And so there's a lot of concern over record keeping and making sure that if there's an audit, the state isn't on the hook to pay it back. And so other states have had issues, but we seem to be one of the slowest in talking to some of my colleagues in other states who also cover state houses. You know, I guess it's a sort of glass half full, glass half empty kind of situation. On the positive outlook, the state has spent about $480 million as of this morning. It was just updated. And that's money that's gone out to residents and businesses who are struggling with the financial impact of the pandemic. And that's a lot of money. But if you look at it from the other hand, that's just over half, about 55% of the total. So there's a pretty substantial portion that has not yet been put to use. And I spoke about that with Jill Takuda. She's a former state senator who is now working with the Hawaii Data Collaborative to track how CARES Act funds are being spent in Hawaii.
We're still basically about 50% expended. So that is always of concern, that as we're looking at the last couple of weeks, making sure that if it's, you know, can it be spent on those intended purposes in which it was awarded?
And it's not entirely clear if that can be done at this point. We're getting right near the end. It is worth noting that there's a third category that lies somewhere in between spent and unspent, which the Hawaii Data Collaborative is calling encumbered. And that basically means those are goods or services that the state has contracted for or entered into an agreement to buy, but the payment hasn't necessarily gone out yet, or it hasn't been processed, or it might be in review in some way. And so there is a chance that a good chunk of the unspent money could move into the spent column in the next 2 weeks. That encumbered category represents about another $200 million or so. And there's a chance that some or all of that could be spent in the next week. But at this point, it looks like a large portion of the money will go unspent.
You know, Jill Takuda, you know, is a former head of the Senate Money Committee, so she knows numbers. But there has been, you know, lots of talk about that money is going to be going to the state's unemployment fund. Talk about that.
Yeah, this is, I would describe it as a fail-safe almost that the state legislature built in when it divvied up this money. So the federal government gave it to the state. And then in Hawaii, the state legislature and the governor worked together to decide how to spend it. There were some disagreements over that, but the state legislature passed a law assigning it all. And built into that law was a provision that any unspent funds, any money that was unspent by December 28th of this year, would be directed into the state's unemployment fund, the unemployment trust fund. And that was basically the intent of that was to make sure that none of the money really goes unspent, so that it's not sitting in a bank account at the end of the month and then has to be sent back to the U.S. Treasury in Washington. Using it for unemployment is a legitimate use as far as the federal government is concerned. So we won't be losing the money per se, but it's not going to be going directly to people in need if that's the outcome that ends up happening. And there are some benefits to that that course of action. The unemployment fund has been extremely stressed by this recession. We still have in Hawaii the highest unemployment rate in the nation, and the state actually had to take a loan of about $1 billion with a B dollars from the federal government earlier this year to be able to keep paying out unemployment benefits. And that comes with a cost. The loan has interest, and anyone with a mortgage or a car payment knows that 3% annually adds up over time. And so you can imagine 3% of $1 billion would be quite a major expense for state taxpayers in the future. So Governor David Ige has been arguing for a while now, as the pace of CARES Act spending became apparent, that using a big chunk of these funds to pay down that loan is actually a smart financial decision that will save the state money in the long run, because it will be less interest payments. And you know, the counter argument to that is that the money was meant to help people directly in the community, residents and businesses that are struggling with this recession, which is a valid point. But Jill Takuda says that, you know, if you look at it in the sense that we would have to be paying back that loan at some point, using this money now to pay down a part of it will free up other funds in the future to address some of these other problems that we're experiencing as a result of the pandemic.
There is also the opportunity to be able to place some of these additional funds toward those COVID-related eligible costs that the state has had to incur. Every million that goes in towards covering some of those costs that were unbudgeted and unanticipated just gives them a little bit more cushion to be able to balance out.
Okay, so it looks like we'll have to wait and see what gets spent in the next week or so, and we'll be watching to see what the governor comes out with his proposed budget. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Sure thing, Catherine.
You've been hearing from Ryan Finnerty. You can find his stories about the COVID CARES money on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.